from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 2 o'clock. I'm Erin Vogt. Topping a report this hour, investigators say they consider the Burlington County Big Rusty Wildfire that burned more than 40 acres to be suspicious in nature. State police say it appears the fire was intentionally set. The fire has been fully contained, especially thanks to the recent rain, but crews have still been on alert for possible hotspots. At one point, the wildfire had threatened a half dozen homes. Need some quick cash at a random ATM? That'll cost you more than ever, according to a recent analysis. It's not just the machine that's charging you. Many times, it's your bank as well.
Combined ATM fees for an out-of-network withdrawal average $4.77, according to Bankrate.
ATM fees have gone up very consistently over time.
Chief financial analyst Greg McBride says if you want to save these precious dollars, confine cash withdrawals to ATMs affiliated with your bank. Smaller banks could be connected to a nationwide ATM network, or you can get cash back when you're on another errand using a debit card. Dino Flamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
The Daniel Jones Giants era is officially over. The beleaguered quarterback was granted his release by the NFL team days after being benched. New Jersey native and fan favorite Tommy Cutlets DeVito has been prepping for Sunday's home game at MetLife Stadium against the Buccaneers. And Wicked is heading for a blockbuster weekend in movie theaters around the state and the nation. The musical prequel to Wizard of Oz, starring Ariana Grande and Cynthia Erivo, reportedly has already pulled in $19.2 million in previews. Insiders predict Wicked will make over $130 million over the next 3 days. Download our free app and take us with you wherever you go. Listen live 24/7 and get instant Garden State news, weather, and traffic from New Jersey 101.5. Staying brisk, Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in one.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. With Thanksgiving rapidly approaching, this weekend is the start of a very busy travel period. And luckily, this storm system will be out of here just in time for the weekend. Now, we still have some rain and snow working through New Jersey through this evening. Showers will taper off eventually tonight, and it'll be all done by daybreak tomorrow morning at the latest. Low temperatures tonight dipping into the mid-30s. Most of New Jersey staying above freezing overnight. Clearing out and drying out for the weekend. Partly to mostly sunny tomorrow, but still windy and blustery. Highs 45 to 50. For Sunday, we'll see a mix of sun and clouds and highs pushing into the lower 50s, increasing clouds and seasonable mid-50s on Monday. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
In Berkeley Heights, it's 37 degrees, Manalapan 39, Salem 37, fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. Weather brought to you by Pet Center in Old Bridge. Adding a puppy to the family can be one of the most joyful experiences of your life. All Pet Center puppies must meet the highest health standards with the most comprehensive guarantees in the market. Visit them at PetCenterNJ.com.
New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.